Special funding for the podcast of On Point is provided by Boston University School of Law, dedicated to excellence in teaching and to preparing our graduates to hit the ground running.
From WBUR Boston, I'm Tom Asbrook, and this is On Point. Time is valuable. Many of us plot the best time to hit the coffee shop or grocery store to avoid lines. Others swear by eating out on Tuesdays or jogging at dawn. My guest today says there's a best time for absolutely everything, from buying your plane tickets to going to Disneyland to taking a nap. He's mapped them all out in a new book. Some seem obvious, others are more surprising. We'll give you the scoop this hour on Point, the best time to do everything. Joining me now from Hampton, Virginia is Mark DiVincenzo. After working as a journalist for 24 years, he founded the Business Writers Group in 1997. His new book is Buy Ketchup in May and Fly at Noon, a guide to the best time to buy this, do that, and go there. Mark DiVincenzo, welcome to On Point. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Tom. Happy to be on your show.
It's great to have you. Let's go to your premise first. I mean, your premise is that there is a best time to do just about everything. Who says? Does it really matter?
It does matter. Knowing when to do things, buy things, go places can really make you happier, healthier, and wealthier.
Wealthier? Like what? A couple of cents off? You could just clip a coupon and be in good shape.
Well, yeah, that's true. But you could also, if you know when to sell your house, you could make tens of thousands of dollars more than someone who doesn't. If you know when to buy a car, you can save thousands of dollars. And there's all sorts of different tips that are in the book that I hope will help people make better decisions to, among other things, help them save money and help them make money.
And that's before we get to the sort of deeper satisfactions of getting your children well-educated or love and marriage and reproduction and all the rest. How did you figure out a best time? I mean, who says what's best?
Well, I should say I didn't come up with any of the answers in the book. I am a former journalist, as you mentioned, and so I know where to find information, and I interviewed hundreds of experts in their fields and read their research. So I am not the source for any of this information. It's all experts in their fields, whether they be in travel or in medicine or in business, what have you.
Okay, so you've been out, you've sort of shaken the tree of knowledge here from anybody who might know and come back with a lot of answers on a whole lot of fronts on health and education, buying and selling, and you name it. Here we are. It's October 7th. What should we be doing? What's the best time to do what right now, Mark?
Well, this is a great time of year if you want to look, if you want to buy swimsuits or jeans.
Jeans?
Back to school, jeans, yes.
Why jeans?
The fashion industry, at this time of year, they typically are discounting jeans. It's a great time to buy back-to-school items because stores want to get rid of them. They've had them since the summer, and they want
to
get rid of them.
Right, right.
Great time to buy cars in October.
Because the old model year is headed out before the new ones, or what?
Exactly. The new ones are coming in. They've been in since September. The car dealers get more and more desperate as the year goes on to get rid of their cars. October is also starting to be a good time of year to buy toys. It used to be that stores wouldn't put toys on sale until after Thanksgiving, and now they're starting to put them on sale in October and in November to get the early Christmas shoppers in.
So Christmas coming in October already. So what, leftovers from summer, a good time right now from back to school, get the jump on Christmas as that moves earlier. I mean, you've got so many items in here. I was scratching my head trying to figure out how you came up with some of these. And I'm curious with our listeners if they've got sort of wise guy ideas or just savvy ideas from experience on when it's best to do what. I mean, very simple things like pumping gas. What's your advice? Pumping gas.
The best day of the week to buy gas is on Wednesday.
Why?
Because prices tend to spike closer to the weekends. And the weekends are – so the weekends are kind of the worst time to buy gas. But the best time of day to buy gas is before 10 a.m. In the morning, gas station managers are checking out the competition. They're getting instructions from out-of-town owners about whether to change the price of gas, and changing the price of gas usually means raising the price of gas.
So I've got a little bit cheaper gas, and I want to buy some consumer electronics while we're buying and selling small appliances. You've got advice there, too.
Yeah. The best time to get small appliances is in April, and also around the holidays. April's a good time because the fiscal year for most Japanese manufacturers ends on March 31st. That's when they start introducing their new models and want to unload the older ones, which are usually perfectly fine.
Best time to eat out?
Tuesdays, for two reasons, really.
I suppose these days it's when you've got the cash and people simply may not have it. But if you do, Tuesday,
why? Yeah, absolutely, Tom. Tuesdays are good for two reasons. Fewer people eat out on Tuesdays. So there's fewer crowds in the restaurants. You're likely to get better service. And also you're likely to get fresher food because it's unusual and sometimes rare for there to be food deliveries on the weekends. So the food deliveries are starting on Mondays. And so you're almost guaranteed to get fresh food if you eat out on a Tuesday.
On food, you go more specific on fresh fish at a seafood market. What's your recommendation? Where on the clock? Where in the week?
Yeah, pretty much if you shop for your fish at a seafood market, pretty much any day but Monday. That's because fishermen tend to work 6 days a week. They tend not to work on Sunday. So the fish you're buying on Monday was probably caught on Saturday or maybe even Friday, whereas the fish you buy any other day of the week was probably caught the day before.
Some of these are pretty obvious. Some are more nuanced. I mean, when you sit down to talk with people about their advice on the best time to do X, Y, or Z, you know, what was their reaction? Have people been thinking about this? Do you find you were tapping into something that people have cogitated on?
Yeah, I think so. And in talking to experts, they know. You know, it's not something they've got to do research on. They already knew these things. So it was extremely unusual for me to ask someone, hey, when's the best time to do this or that, and for them not to know or have to look it up.
Let's travel a little bit. What about flying? What did you find on that front?
Flying, the best time of the day to fly, noon. It's because you find that airport rush hours mimic rush hours on the roads, on the highways. If you go into an airport around the noon hour, you're going to see fewer people because there's fewer flights. Fewer people means shorter lines and less stress.
Best day of the week if you're going to fly, if you have to?
Saturday is the best day to fly, and it's for many reasons. Fares are typically, if you're flying on Saturday, you're probably paying less for your ticket. Airlines book fewer flights on Saturdays. And again, that means shorter lines, less stress, less chance for delays.
Maybe we want to sail. What about a cruise? What's the best time to nab one?
The fall is a good time for that. The cruise lines are moving ships that time of year, and they're offering good discounts.
Moving ships around the block, around the world? What?
Around the world, yeah.
So they've got to move them to get them positioned for the winter season, and maybe you can hop on and get a good deal there.
Exactly, exactly. And usually it's a long cruise because you are moving the ship around the world. It's usually a three-week cruise or maybe even longer.
Okay, well,
so it helps to be retired.
Yes, well, yeah, and a lot of people don't have the freedom to necessarily go at the optimal moment. While we're getting sunny, I don't know, take us around the horn here. Best time to go to Bahamas, Jamaica, Toronto. What do you say?
That's this time of year, for the most part. Toronto, you know, the weather is still pleasant in October, and you can find cheaper airfare to Toronto this time of year, especially October. Same with those other places. And with the Bahamas, you're just not going to get the crowds that you're going to get other times of year. In the winter, when people are fleeing cold cities, and in the summer when people have the time and they're flocking there.
You say Disneyland, this is pretty much the time right now as well. You've got some more exotic ones, though. The best time to visit the pyramids of Giza, best time to climb Mount Kilimanjaro. What do you say?
Well, That's January. January is the mild, you know, January, February, March is most mild. And a lot of people don't realize this about Mount Kilimanjaro. It's not a terribly difficult mountain to climb. I haven't climbed it, but I've talked to a lot of people who have. And if you're in good shape, you can do it in 3 or 4 days.
On the other hand, if you want to go on safari, it's turning the year the other way. What's your advice there?
That really depends on when the dry season is. When the dry season is in various African nations, you want to go during the dry season because that means there are more animals crowded around, fewer pools of water, and that's where you really get to spot the most animals and the most diverse group of animals.
So if it's safari in Africa, what months are we talking?
It really could be just about any month because obviously Africa is a huge place and the dry seasons vary greatly.
Take a caller, Ray in Shenandoah, Virginia. Ray, you're on the air with Mark DiVincenzo.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
My question, by the way, it sounds like a very interesting book. Thank you for the topic.
Yeah.
My question is pertaining to real estate. Could he possibly tell us when is the best time to buy either a house and land and to sell and why?
Now, are you want him to call the market on when the market top is, Ray, or just the best time of the year? What do you say?
Well, whatever's going to facilitate me doing so. So
okay.
Either or.
Yeah. Okay. Mark, what do you say?
Well, the best time to make an offer on a house, the best time of week to make an offer on a house is early in the month, actually. And that's because the homeowner just wrote a mortgage check for a house he no longer wants, and he doesn't want to write another one.
He's feeling the pain.
Right. And some people say Tuesday is the best time of day.
Now why? Or the best day of the week? Why?
Because let's assume the homeowner is had an open house. By Tuesday, he's either received an offer or he knows he's not going to receive any more. Usually Tuesday is the cutoff day.
Okay, and the best day of all, you say, is?
The best day of all is Christmas Day.
To make an offer on somebody's house.
Right. This is a big shocker for me. Maybe the biggest surprise answer in the entire book. The rationale, sellers are in a good and generous mood on Christmas Day, as are most people, and they're more likely to come down in the price of a house then.
And realtors also, really told you? I mean, you canvassed them and they said a seller will welcome an inquiry on Christmas Day, you know. Santa Claus at the door with less than you wanted for your house, but let's go?
A few of them did. Remember, people who are selling their houses this time of year, they're very eager sellers and maybe even desperate. You know, home prices are at a 12-month low in December, and sellers are really serious about selling this time of year, or they wouldn't, or they would wait until the spring when their house would show better. So if you have an agent who's willing to do that for you, that agent's probably a real go-getter. But let's say you don't have an agent who's willing to do that. January is a really good time to make an offer on a house. Because
people are just starving for offers then, I guess.
Yeah, and there are fewer buyers out there willing to, you know, trudge through the nasty weather. And January sellers are very motivated.
Of course, you've got big tides here of the economy and ups and a lot of downs lately running through here as well. It's a complicated picture out there. Greg in Bowling Green, Kentucky, you're on the air with Mark DiVincenzo.
Hi, Tom. I'm graduating college this spring, and I've got money saved up to take a big trip, and I want to know what's the best place in the world. But some places, obviously, like not Europe, and has a low cost of living because the plane ticket's probably going to wipe me out. But someplace in the world with a low cost of living, where's the best place to go?
So first of all, good for you. You're graduating and you've got some money saved up. You want to take a trip. This would be maybe next May. What do you say, Mark?
Is he wanting to move or wanting to just take a trip?
Trip. Travel. Let's go. See the world.
Okay. Well, that's a good time to go to a lot of cities in America. It's not a heavy tourist season, and you can get good airfare to Vegas, Seattle, Chicago. The hotels and the airlines are very eager to do business with you in May before the busy summer season starts.
And if he wants to jump out of the country, you say Moscow in May and June. Why?
Yeah. The weather is cool but pleasant then, and they have a lot going on there, a lot of festivals going on that time of year. People are celebrating the end of winter. Their winter lasts longer than many of our winters do, and it's a time where people are in great spirits, and you're likely to run into a lot of happy and welcoming Muscovites.
You would also send him to Madrid in May, or if he can sneak out a little early to Rome in April.
Right. Again, the weather's nice, and you can get good deals on hotels and airfare then. And you're not gonna get trampled by hordes of tourists. They're gonna show up in June and July and August.
Now, if he wants to be styling along the way, maybe he wants to go with a fancy new tattoo. I don't know if that's in anymore. Maybe that's peaked out a little bit. But you even got a best time to get a tattoo. When? Why?
Right. Winter is the best time of year to get tattoos. Because exposure to the sun slows the healing process to the skin. When you get a tattoo, you're doing trauma to your skin, and it needs to heal. If you're getting the tattoo in the winter, you're wearing sweaters, coats, jackets, and you have less exposure to the sun. Also, fewer people get tattoos in the winter, so there's shorter lines at the tattoo parlors then.
And some of these, I just never really thought. Best time to brush your teeth. Now, everybody brushes, I suppose, a morning and evening. Some like to brush after meals, but you've got a little advice there.
Yeah, this one really surprised me. The best time to brush your teeth is about an hour after you eat. That's because many foods contain acids, and these acids soften tooth enamel. And after about an hour, these acids drain away, and the enamel on your teeth hardens again. So if you brush while these acids are still around, the combination of brushing and the acid can really damage the enamel. So, and the acids take their own sweet time leaving your teeth, so it doesn't help to rinse out your mouth with water or mouthwash to get rid of these acids sooner.
So we've got times to travel. We've got a nice, nicely settled tattoo. We've brushed our teeth at just the right moment. A lot of people have to make a living and are out there making cold calls. If you've got to make cold calls on whatever front it is, what's the best time?
Yeah, the best time is in the early afternoon, especially if you're in the East. You want to catch people. If you have to make cold calls, you want to catch people when they're at work. So if you're in the early afternoon and you're in the East, you know that people on the West Coast are in their offices by then, as well as the middle of the country and the East.
Let's get a call from Jennifer in Wakefield, Rhode Island. Jennifer, you're on the air.
Hi, yes, thank you. I've always enjoyed your show, Tom. I'm glad to be able to get on the air.
Good to have you.
My question is there a best time for a medical appointment, you know, in order to get the optimal, optimal help from the staff and the physician, et cetera?
What do you say, Mark? Medical appointments.
If it's a doctor's office, 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. The first appointment's in the morning, the first appointment in the afternoon. Because one of the biggest complaints that I hear, and maybe one of the biggest complaints that I have, is you have an appointment for the doctor at 10 and you see the doctor at 11:30 or 12. If you have the first appointment in the morning, no one's before you. First in the afternoon, right after lunch, the people who had late morning appointments, they're gone by the time you show up there.
You've got a lot of health advice here. What if it's more serious? What if you're scheduling surgery?
Yeah, if you're scheduling surgery, you want the first surgery of the day, whenever that happens to be, whether it's 6 o'clock or 7 in the morning. In fact, you're 4 times less likely to have a surgery-related problem if you have surgery first thing in the morning. The operating rooms are stocked and prepped. No other surgeries have delayed the surgeons or the anesthesiologists. They're rested. And I had a number of surgeons in operating room nurses tell me that this is the one time of the day where the surgical team feels like they're all on the same page.
And then you've got a kind of boy-girl, male-female pairing here. Best time to take a pregnancy test? Best day of the week to get a vasectomy?
Yeah, yeah. The best day of the week to get a vasectomy is Friday.
Now, why?
Urologists, a lot of urologists I spoke with, they almost come to a consensus on Friday. When you get a vasectomy, the best thing you can do is sit on a couch for 48 hours with an ice pack between your legs.
Okay, hard to do at work.
Right, and if you get this vasectomy on Friday, you come home, you're more likely to have your wife and your children there to help bring you magazines and books and snacks. If it was the middle of the week, you'd probably be home alone and you'd have trouble with that.
And on the other end of the gender block here, pregnancy test?
The best time to do the pregnancy test is after your period is about a week or 2 weeks late. The time it takes for a fertilized egg to implant in the uterus wall can vary, but the pregnancy test will usually detect pregnancy 8 to 12 days after ovulation. So
may have to exercise a little patience there to get the optimal outcome. Let's get a call from Merrimack, New Hampshire. Lisa, you're on the air, Lisa.
Oh, hi. I'm actually a veterinarian, so I have some more appointment time advice for you.
Oh, good. Let's hear it.
Okay. Unless this applies only if it's not an emergency. If you're having an emergency with your animal, please call us immediately.
Sure.
Because it's going to be cheaper, and you're going to have a better outcome. The best day to call us is actually Tuesday if you are not having an emergency.
Now, why is that?
Because then we've dug out from the emergencies that happened over the weekend. Mm-hmm. We've called everybody back who called us on Friday afternoon and Monday morning asking for appointments or with non-emergency problems, and I know from experience it's very frustrating to people when they call us with a non-emergency on a Friday afternoon and we're not able to get back to them until Monday. And to the client, they think it's taking forever. But in truth, the problem is we're dealing with all the catastrophes on Friday that have been going on for a couple of days, which really should have been addressed. And we want to take care of your animal, and we also don't want you to be stressed.
Lisa, you're a vet, and you say Tuesday for if you've got options, but give us the truth here. Does the time of day matter? By the end of the day, are you kind of, half-bushed and losing focus and not so sure what's wrong with the kitty?
Well, I don't deal with kitties. I'm a large animal veterinarian.
Okay, then the cow.
Yes. With calling a large animal veterinarian, the best time is first thing in the morning, around 8, 9 o'clock. We have not gone out on the road usually by then, because the peak time that we get called for emergencies is between about 4 and 7 in the afternoon, because that's when people get home from work and look at their horse and realize that they're having a problem. So the best time to get in touch with us is first thing in the morning, because then we can talk to you. Or at least if we're having a first thing in the morning emergency, that way we can call you during the, quote, lunch hour, which sometimes doesn't occur.
First in line works best maybe for vets and for human surgeons. Lisa, thanks very much for your call. We've got callers from all over here. The Virgin Islands. Wayne, you're on the air.
Yes. Hey, how are you doing today?
Great.
You've been talking about vacations and cruise ships and things, and it's very rare that we hear anybody talk about chartering private yachts, whether it be sailboats or powerboats.
Yeah, I don't talk about it much. I wish I did, but no, I haven't. What do you know?
My wife and I own and operate a vessel in the Virgin Islands. We happen to own a motor vessel, but there's lots of people with sailing vessels for hire. And we find that people don't know about it because of the cruise ships. Everybody's got cruise ships on the mind because that's what they see on television. But when you're looking at vacations, when you add everything all into it, the excursions, this and that, the chartering is a private yacht is comparable, a little upscale, but comparable.
So we've got a little marketing going on here. But if we're game and if we've got some extra cash somehow, what's the best time of year?
Well, the best time is before the holiday seasons in November area. Everybody is starting up their season, and they're looking for filling in spots. Another time is right after the holiday season when everybody's kind of blowing their wad. Mid-January is kind of a low time. People do discounts or are willing to negotiate and just be able to fill in spots because once the time's gone, you can't fill it in.
And how much can I jawbone you down if I pick the right month and week? Can I get 25% off from you, 30? Can I save half?
Well, at certain times, like what we do is if it's 3 weeks or less out, we can cut to 30% off.
There's cruising advice from the Virgin Islands. Wayne, thanks very much. Your thoughts, Mark, as you listen?
Well, it all seems very logical to me. I know that the best time to sell a yacht is January. That's because a lot of the bankers and hedge fund managers and other high-income folks that get their bonus checks, they're getting them at the end of the year. And in January, they're looking to buy a second home or a yacht or other luxury items.
And while we may have Lisa still listening in, our veterinarian, you've even got a best time to buy a horse.
Yeah. The best time to buy a horse is the fall, according to my experts. I'm not sure what what Lisa would say, but you have summer camps and tourist operations that will sell their horses at the end of their season. And you also have horse owners who don't ride much in the winter and don't want to pay for feed and board to board their horses in the winter, and they'll sometimes want to sell them in the fall as well.
Are you following your own advice on all this timing, Mark? I mean, you've got the whole year kind of graded out with the suggestions here. Can you get overwhelmed by trying to do everything at the optimal time and get nothing done?
Tom, yeah, I can't say that I'm always following this advice. There really is a best time to do just about everything. So you can't possibly be expected to know all the best times and because sometimes your schedule just doesn't permit it.
Best time to buy gold you've got here. That's timely. The dollar's in trouble. Gold has been hitting a record just in the last day. You must have been planning this for a while. Did what people tell you generically line up with what people have actually done and profited from?
Yeah, I think so. You want to buy gold when the economy is stable. That's when gold prices are lower, and you're starting to see some people talking about inflation coming, and so now we see gold prices rising.
We've got Joan calling from Reedyville, Tennessee. Word is we've got to get to her right now. She's getting on a plane. What do you know, Joan? Hi.
I just have a suggestion for our young lad who's graduating from college.
Yes.
That Moscow is actually a very expensive city to eat and to have a hotel.
Okay.
I suggest he try someplace like Turkey, which is inexpensive. The population is fabulous and very friendly. Food is good. And the history of the country is fascinating.
Joan, it says here you're an international flight attendant. Is it affordable, Turkey?
Yes, it is affordable. It is affordable. Hotels, you can find nice little hotels, bed and breakfast type places, and the food is reasonable, and the people are terrific.
I'll vouch for it. A good steam bath in Istanbul. It's been a while, but boy, it doesn't get much better than that. Catch your flight, Joan. Thanks for calling us.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye. Mary in Newburyport, Massachusetts. Mary, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom and Mark. Thanks for this interesting topic.
Yeah.
My question is about the so-called slow times at the restaurants and supermarkets that we can take advantage of.
Yeah.
But my observation has been that while there are fewer customers, there are also far fewer employees. There's, two registers will be open instead
right.
of eight,
right.
et cetera. There are many analogies. So how do you balance that in your recommendations, Mark?
Yeah. What do you say, Mark? We've all seen that, where it's really slow, but there's one lane open and everybody's backed up there.
Yeah, I think that influenced my answer a lot on the best time to go grocery shopping, and it was Wednesday, and primarily because or partially because there is a good staff on hand on Wednesday, first day of the sales at the grocery stores. So I think Wednesday's a good day if you want to make sure that you could get in and get out pretty quickly. I think maybe the worst, it would be Sunday afternoon after church lets out. A lot of people go to the grocery store and pick up a gallon of milk or bread or something, and there don't seem to be a lot of staff on hand on Sundays, particularly Sunday afternoons.
Let's say you're not headed to the supermarket, but the farmer's market. You've got some suggestions there on how to find a deal.
Yeah, best deal you could find at the farmer's market is to go right before it closes. These folks really don't want to put their produce back into their trucks. They want to sell it there, and they want to sell it while it's still fresh. So if you know when your farmer's market closes, go about 10 or 15 minutes before then, and you can get the best deals.
Have you done it? Have you dickered in the last minutes as the tent's coming down?
I haven't, but I know people who have. I'm not a good dickerer.
Right, right. Let's go to Barbara in Naples, Florida. Barbara, you're on the air.
Yes, I am. Hi.
Hi. What do you know?
I know from some friends of mine who attend arts and crafts shows in the South that they recommend strongly that you look to attend them after the summer because the artists will usually be working on new pieces over the summer when the rainy season is here.
Right.
And say their October show would be the one that would have their largest selection of new art.
So they're stocked up and they're hungry for the sale.
Well, not necessarily.
The best supply, anyway, I guess, huh?
Sale, but if you want the best choice and the largest selection of their newest art or what they've been working on, that's a good time to go.
Arts and crafts in the fall. Thanks, Barbara. Let's go to Arun in Walcott, Connecticut. Arun, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom. Great
Hi.
Show. Listen, quick question. Is there a best time for sex?
Okay. Best time for sex. Mark, what do you say?
There is.
Oh.
There is. It's 10 p.m. to 1 a.m., and there are practical reasons for this, and there are physiological reasons for this.
Let's hear it.
The practical reason is, the kids are in bed, and you're getting close to being in bed, and it's just from that perspective, you have the time. And from a physiological reason, sense of touch and skin sensitivity are at your highest levels in the late evening.
So you're actually physical when you're tired. Your skin sensitivity is the greatest. Who would have thought that?
Yeah, it's there have been plenty of studies that have shown that sense of touch and skin sensitivity are at their highest levels at the end of the day, 10 p.m., 11 p.m., midnight, and into the early evening hours.
How did they respond when you asked about that, best time for sex? Did they look cross-eyed at you?
No. there are people who know know something about everything.
Yeah, nighttime is the right time. Let's go to Lois, Marlborough, Massachusetts. Lois, you're on the air, Lois. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Great. What do you know?
Well, I've been a realtor for 32 years west of Boston, and I just wanted to mention that I think a great time to sell real estate is on Christmas Day because so many people do not, and the houses look the most beautiful then. Also, in January and February, you become more singular in the marketplace as a seller, and we tend to get higher prices for our sellers then. So the flowers don't always need to be out, Tom.
But are the buyers there tramping around on Christmas Day really looking to buy a house?
Well, I've sold some houses December 16th through December 24th, and I think that for sellers, it's a great time because the fires are going, the wreaths are out, and it looks, especially in New England, it looks more beautiful and more comfortable.
It's all decked out and looks like home. We can easily picture that. Lois, thanks for your call. John in Cambridge, Massachusetts. You're on the air, John.
To ask if there's a best time to land a new job that you are perhaps slightly underqualified for.
Okay. Give us a little more background there. What do you mean?
Well, in the perhaps in kind of the emerging alternative energy industry or in the technology industry, is there a good time to petition for a new job with a company if you're a little bit underqualified? Is there any time that's better than most other times to try and make that happen?
Let's hear it. A lot of people looking for the best time to find a job right now, a painful number of people, Mark. Do you have advice?
Yeah, the answer that I kept hearing from folks, from hiring managers and others, were December is the best month of the year to look for a job, and that really surprised me. And it's true that some companies postpone hiring toward the end of the year to, you know, pad their bottom lines, but many companies are hiring then, and people don't think that's the case. So you have fewer job seekers in December typically than you would in other months, because there's this assumption that, oh, you know, the holidays are upon us. There's no way they could be hiring now.
Now, our caller's got a little twist here. He's really testing you with a nuance. He wants a job, but he's not really qualified for it. Got a best time for that?
I don't. I'm sorry. I really
Stump
don't.
Stump the time, man.
Yeah.
You've got a best day to interview for a job. What's that?
Yeah, the best day to interview for a job is the day after another company has offered you a job. After you receive a job offer, you know, you might be tempted to cancel your other scheduled interviews, but it's really the last thing you should do, because with a job offer sitting on the table, your confidence could not be higher. And that'll help you make a great first impression. That confidence and your positive attitude, that could be worth a lot of money to you. And
so all you need is a standing job offer. Those are rare enough these days, but sure, it would be nice to go in with that at your back. Let me get a call from Tim in Storrs, Connecticut. Tim, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. What do you think?
I was wondering what the best time to get a raise was, or to ask for a raise.
Mark, you're on that. What do you say?
Yeah, the best time of day to ask for a raise is late in the afternoon, around 5 o'clock. Managers report that they're usually in a good mood then. They're thinking about going home, spending time with their families. The workload has lessened by that time of day, and they have time to listen to you. And the best day of the week is probably Friday. We're open to negotiation more so on Friday, because we want to finish the work week with the least amount of conflict. So Thursday and Friday, particularly Friday, is a good time to ask for a raise.
So 5 o'clock Friday afternoon, the boss is in his in the corner office, and you say that you got your best odds right there.
Right. He's in a good mood. You know, he doesn't want to get into any heavy conversation there, so you're in a good position to hit him up.
He may say, come back Monday. Brian, Charlottesville, Virginia. Hi, Brian. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks. I'm calling because I spent some of my youth reading the Bible, and it seemed like people were always getting up early to pray. And I have some writer friends, you know, and they a lot of them swear by getting up early and writing for a certain block of time. I wonder if there's a certain time of day that's good for spiritual and intellectual endeavors.
Mark, great question, Brian. What do you say, Mark?
That is a great question. I don't know that there's an answer to that, really. Especially when it comes to spiritual endeavors, it's whenever you feel led.
But sort of time honored, you've got this sense of the saintly up at dawn. I mean, there's vespers late, but people, you know, up early. Is there something about body chemistry early in the day? The clear mind, the onrush of the day's life hasn't taken over yet, or maybe you haven't asked.
Well, no, I think, you know, there is something to that. You think of when your body temperature is at its highest, late in the morning. That's when you're most alert. That's a good time to brainstorm and strategize.
Worldly endeavors, but maybe intellectual endeavors. But the spirit, I don't exactly see a time of day as I look down here through your index for getting close to that.
No, I don't know that there is one when it comes to spirituality.
On exercise, though, you've got a lot of advice on time of day when it comes to exercise and health. Give us some high points.
Yeah, I have to admit, this was another. It was another surprise for me. I didn't expect that late afternoon and an early evening would be a great time to exercise. It is because between around 5 and 7 o'clock, that's when your lungs use oxygen more efficiently. Your flexibility peaks. You're more coordinated. Another good reason to exercise then is exercise is a great stress reliever. And, you know, a lot of people want that after their work day. And I found through talking to people that the best day of the week to exercise is Monday. It sets a psychological tone for the rest of the week. People who work out on Monday are more likely to exercise more often throughout the week.
So cardio workout between 5 and 7, but not too close to bedtime where you've got adrenaline issues going on there, and get started at early in the week, and maybe you're set for the rest of the week.
Yeah, you should finish exercising at least 3 hours before you go to bed, just so you're all that extra adrenaline isn't pumping through your body while you're trying to fall asleep.
A time for everything under the sun here. Gary in Hartford, Connecticut. Tell us a timing story, Gary.
Hey, Tom. The worst timing story ever. Early 1990s, I was thumbing through New York Magazine, and Donald Trump had taken over a building on Central Park, and he was calling it, I guess the building was Trump Park, and there was a full-page ad there. It said, studio apartments for sale, initial offering, $39.9. So I kind of talked myself out of it. What am I going to do with it? How often am I going to use it? I know it's a cheap price, but $39.9. So I didn't act. 2 weeks later, ad came out, same apartment, $59.9.
You had missed your time.
Well, what I should have done was lick my wounds and said, okay, I messed up on $39.9. I probably should take it at $59.9, but I was so angry at myself for not taking it $39.9, I didn't act. Fast forward a few years down the line, I went into the city. The same unit was selling for $189.99.
Now you're really mad at yourself.
Well, I don't know. Today, it would be worth what? Probably $1 million. So I guess the advice on timing is when you're looking at the deal of a lifetime, you have to act.
Yeah, I guess, Gary, a painful story, but many people can probably recount something like that. Mark, this gets us to the sort of issues of specific times, short cycle times, and long cycle times. I mean, you know, the seasons of markets we're painfully in the grip of right now. Who knows if that's just a cycle issue or not, but there's Gary looking at really long spans of time and how to work them best.
Yeah, it's a lot of what I'm dealing with in the book, the best time of day to do something, best day of the week, you know, best month of the year. The long-term issues you're talking about would be a great idea for a follow-up to this book, so...
You'll become very wise if you can figure those out. People will flock to your wisdom. I have to say, let's see. You've got what? Even vitamins and stuff. Like when to take this, when to take that.
Yeah, the best time of day to take a multivitamin is in the morning with breakfast. Multivitamins are best taken with food. You're more likely to have. To eat breakfast at home, and that's where you're more likely to have your multivitamins.
Not everybody agreed on some of these. Best time to start a kid in full-time school, a child in full-time school. You couldn't find agreement on that answer.
Yeah, that's one of those where there was really more than one best time. And I kept getting two answers for that. I kept getting age 4 and age 7. The argument for age 4, putting your child in full-day preschool at age 4 is many, many of these children, they end up reading earlier. They go into kindergarten knowing how to read at least somewhat. That gives them confidence, and that confidence breeds success, not just for reading, but for math as well. There have been studies showing that children who go in at 4, they learn math better.
But others like the 7 side of that and buying ketchup in May, what, the sales are on because they want you to stock up for barbecue season.
Exactly. It's picnic season starting in May with Memorial Day, so the stores will discount ketchup and mustard and relish, and and lure you in and hope you'll buy more expensive items.
Everything you ever wanted to know about time. Buy Ketchup in May and Fly at Noon. Mark DiVincenzo is the author. Mark, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point.